Hello and welcome to the Thursday, March 7th, 2013 edition of the Sand Synod Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Today for IPv6 Focus Month, we got a guest diary from Stephen Crote at Virginia Tech. He's writing about geolocation using IPv6 address and network capture. Essentially, some of these features are possible with IPv4, and the goal here is to check whether or not it's also possible with IPv6. First of all, the geolocation was done on the Virginia Tech campus with an Android device that they tracked across the campus using the different wireless access points that exist throughout a campus. Secondly, the packet capture was done at the border. Now, this is actually a little bit easier in IPv6 than in IPv4 because you don't have the NAT issue, so it's easier to define and capture traffic that comes from a particular device because you don't have to deal with the possibility that, for example, a NAT gateway may obscure the actual device identity and you then would collect multiple devices' traffic. Also, of course, with NAT, it is possible that a device's address will change as it moves across campus and then potentially connects from different wireless access points to do their own NAT and translate the address into a different external address. But in addition to that, we also have our steady diary of vulnerabilities and patches, a new update for Wireshark fixing various security vulnerabilities. So do apply that if you use Wireshark to look at traffic from untrusted sources. And that's probably why you use Wireshark in the first place. And then with Oracle having released the update for Java, and we are now up to update 17 for Java 7. Apple decided to use again XProtect in order to block update 15, the last and vulnerable version of Java. I can only assume that this will be standard policy from Apple going forward, that as soon as an update is released for a highly visible plugin like Java or a Flash, that a patch will be released for XProtect to block older versions of this plugin. And turns out that NBC was compromised again. This time it was only the Late Night with Jimmy Fallon website. That site was actually part of the earlier compromise a couple of weeks ago. Now, Dan Chev in his blog analyzed the exploit. One of the exploits that was delivered by the exploit kit that was installed on the site was CVE-2013-4. 31, which is an exploit attacking a Java 7 update 11. So that's a reasonably current exploit that was deployed on the site. The other exploits were 2010-2011 exploits, so not as hot and current as this Java exploit. Luckily, the site was cleaned up fairly quickly initially. Also, the iframe that was embedded in the site did no longer deliver any content. And Google added the site to its safe browsing system. So if you tried to visit the site, you probably got the warning screen from your browser telling you that this site is malicious. Now, it's a little bit sad that a major company like NBC wasn't able to control this. And it's not clear if this was just one of the domains they forgot to clean or fix after the initial compromise, or if other domains that are owned by NBC are still vulnerable. The other part that's a little bit concerning is that the exploits being used here and the malware delivered is pretty much sort of a standard run-of-the-mill cybercrime malware. So in the end, it can't be that hard to get into a site like these NBC properties. And there's even a good chance that the attacker didn't even really know what they had when they deposited the iframe on that site. And the bank in Italy is stepping up the two-factor authentication game by actually using now a palm reader in order to identify customers. Now, we had fingerprint readers in the past. Fingerprint readers tend to be easily fooled with, for example, gelatin copies of fingerprints. In this case, the device actually reads the veins within the palm and, for example, will only work with a live hand. So the old movie trick of cutting off the hand of the victim will no longer work. The technique overall has gotten good reviews in the past. However, these readers are substantially more expensive than regular fingerprint readers or other biometric systems, which of course led to some hesitations to actually implement them. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.